Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. I was just thinking about this question. When you hear the word difficult, what do you think of? What things make your life difficult? Well, if you open up your magazine, the title of today's lesson is Overcoming Difficulties. Okay, so today's lesson is about a special and very talented man. What is his name? David Lai. And I believe that we can learn a lot from him. So here are two questions to think about. What difficulty does David have in his life? What difficulty does David have in his life? And what instrument does David play? What instrument does he play? Also, friends, get ready for the SC challenge later. Be familiar with today's keywords. Let's begin.
Overcoming difficulties. How difficult is difficult? Born prematurely in 1996 at 6.5 months, David Lai shouldn't have survived, but against all odds, he did. He describes the beginning of his life in Hangzhou as being dragged back from the shadow of death. He received oxygen for his lungs, but oxygen toxicity cost him his sight. David's blindness meant he could only play with toys that produced sounds. On his third birthday, he received a toy electronic keyboard. Gradually, he learned to play the demos stored therein.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 prematurely 这个副词。P-R-E 这个字首有之前的意思 ，mature 是指成熟的，所以 prematurely 是指过早的或者是提早的。例如 ，harsh living conditions had prematurely aged him. 艰难的生活环境让他提早衰老。如果去掉字尾的 ly， premature 是形容词，意思是指过早的。例如 ，When Winston was born, he was 2 months premature. Winston 出生的时候早产了两个月。继续我们看 against all odds 这个成语 ，odds 是指机会或可能性，所以 against all odds 是指尽管有种种困难，或者是即使机会不大，当作副词片语使用。例如 ，Even though Samantha is younger than most contestants, she won the singing contest against all odds.虽然 Samantha 比大多数参赛者年纪都小，但是她面临种种困难之后，还是得到歌唱比赛的冠军。
Okay, this is really interesting. Okay, already we're learning about the interesting background of our character, the main person in our story, David Lai. And we found out that on his third birthday, he received a toy electronic keyboard.Rebecca, you play piano. Well, how old were you when you started to play the piano?
Let's see. I was probably about 8 years old when I first started learning how to play the piano.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Did your parents make you play the piano, or did you want to yourself?
Well, at first, my parents did require me to play the piano. Mm-hmm. But then after I started learning, after a few months, that is,I decided I really liked the piano and I wanted to continue playing. As a matter of fact, later on in my life, I had the option of quitting and I chose to continue.
You chose to continue.
I did.
I was kind of the opposite, Rebecca. My parents, wanted me to learn the piano in fourth and fifth grade and I had the option of continuing, but I decided, nah, I want to do something else. And then a couple years later, I started to play the drums.Well, friends, we are learning about someone who has a musical instrument and a musical talent, and he started at a very young age.
Indeed. And here we see the title of our lesson is Overcoming Difficulties. So if this individual had to overcome difficulties, he probably had a lot of difficulties.
That's right, and we learned about one so far in this section. But let's take a look at that word overcome for a moment. To overcome something, that means maybe something is hard for you, you're not sure how to get through, but you find a way through so that it's no longer a big problem.
Exactly. And so I could think of an example from my own life. Well, you know, I played piano, but I used to be so afraid of playing in front of people.
Oh.
I remember this one time I was going to perform and I was so frightened. Well, guess what? I have overcome my fear of playing in front of people.
Hey, speaking of playing in front of people or doing something in front of people, a lot of people have the fear of public speaking, right? I've mentioned this many times before, and I know several of you may have an opportunity to give a speech in English. But you might be nervous. You might have the fear of speaking in public. Well, you too can overcome that fear. I think one good thing to do is to practice and be well prepared and practice with your friends around too. That's one way to overcome your fear.
Well, let's jump right into our lesson and learn something about David Lai. Born prematurely in 1996 at 6.5 months, David Lai shouldn't have survived, but against all odds, he did. Now, 6.5 months, that is pretty premature. Most babies aren't born until 9 months.
Exactly. So anything much earlier is called premature. Well, let's take a look at this phrase here, against all odds. That means it seemed like there was not a good chance for David at all. Against all odds, he was able to do something.
That's right. And so you could also say, against all odds, Philip recovered from his illness. Philip was probably really, really sick, and maybe some people or the doctors even thought he was going to die. But against all odds, he recovered.
You know, I've heard of a lot of stories like this where God heals a person. Maybe the doctor says, after someone had an accident, the doctor might say, you know, there's not a very good chance that you will ever walk again. You might have to be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. And I've heard stories of, against all odds, someone is able to walk again and have a normal life. Well, here's another way that you could use this phrase. Maybe you're on a basketball team. You guys aren't really that great. But against all odds, you beat the best team in the country.
Wow. That would be incredible.
I know.
I would say so. Well, anyway, we're talking about David Lai and how, against all odds, he survived. So, you know, I think I would consider David Lai's life a miracle. It was a miracle that he survived.
Exactly. Well, miracles happen all the time, whether we see them or feel them or not. God is involved in our lives, as he was with David's. We continue here. He describes the beginning of his life in Hangzhou as being dragged back from the shadow of death. Well, that phrase, the shadow of death, is a phrase from the Bible. And actually, it just means that he kind of experienced or he felt like he was really close to death. But God dragged him back from the shadow of death.
That's right. And we read here that he received oxygen for his lungs, but oxygen toxicity cost him his sight. So wait a minute. He survived, but he's blind now.
Well, right. So against all odds, he survived. But now, yes, it cost him his sight. Now, oxygen toxicity, you know what oxygen is. Now, toxicity refers to poison or the levels of poison in something. So, of course, we need oxygen, but too much oxygen for a small baby. Well, that apparently it cost David his sight. He could no longer see, even though he survived.
And we read David's blindness meant he could only play with toys that produced sounds. Of course, that is toys that had a sound. On his third birthday, he received a toy electronic keyboard. That's pretty cool. He was only 3 years old, and he received this toy electronic keyboard.
I know. So he's already starting to play with this toy keyboard. And we read that gradually he learned to play the demos that were stored therein. Therein, that means inside of this toy keyboard. Well, gradually, Hey, Rebecca, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
Yes, let's take a closer look at that word gradually.
Let's gradually do it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word gradually. Gradually is an adverb, and it means to occur or develop slowly. All right, let's take a look at our sentence from today's article. Gradually, he learned to play the demos stored therein. If you read today's article, you know he is referring to David Lai. When David was a young boy, he received an electric keyboard. He could only play with toys that made sound because he is blind. He slowly learned how to play the demos that came with the keyboard. Right. It took time for him to learn and play the demos. Okay, let's have a look at an example sentence. Sam gradually got used to living in the city. Let's say you are from a small town. If you move to a big city, things will be very different. It takes time getting used to living in a new environment. You know, Serena, I am gradually learning how to knit.
Really? Well, maybe you can make me something such as a nice warm scarf?
Sure, I'll try my best. Well, that's all for now. We'll see you next time.
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Our lesson is titled Overcoming Difficulties. And the question right at the beginning is, how difficult is difficult? If something is difficult for you, maybe it's not difficult for somebody else. Or maybe it's really difficult for somebody else, but it's okay for you. Well, we're learning about a man named David Lai, who was born prematurely. That means he was born way too early. And he was given oxygen, but this oxygen, the toxicity, the poison in the oxygen, or it was too much oxygen, and it cost him his sight. So he's blind. You can imagine that would be a difficult start to one's life. Well, we're going to continue with this idea, how difficult is difficult, and let's continue learning about David Lai.
Overcoming Difficulties. Later that year, after hearing a popular song on the radio several times, he played it. It was then that his dad realized his musical ability. David remembers his first encounter with a giant that could sing. That giant, a real piano. He took piano lessons for several years, starting at age 4. When David was 8, his piano teacher accompanied him and his dad to Beijing, where David played for Professor Zhou Guangren. This well-known faculty member at the Central Conservatory of Music stated that David had a strong gift and good sense for music, but he had bad technical skills.
OK, 接下来我们看 demo 这个名词。demo 是 demonstration, D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N 的缩写。意思是指示范。例如 ,there are hundreds of demos stored in this keyboard. 这台键盘里面内建了上百首以上的示范带。或者是 ,the software demo is very rough. 这个软体的试用版非常粗糙。Demo 也指试唱带，例如 The producer listened to the singer's demo and decided to sign him immediately. 这位制作人听到这个歌手的试唱带就立刻决定要跟他签约。最后我们看的是 accompany 这个动词。Accompany 是指陪同或者是陪伴。例如 Joseph promised that he would accompany his wife to the hospital for her prenatal exams. Joseph 答应太太要陪她去医院产检。Accompany 也指伴随或者是一同发生。例如 being overweight is often accompanied by diabetes. 过重常常都会伴随糖尿病的问题。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, here we read, later that year, after hearing a popular song on the radio several times, he played it, and he was only 3 years old. Well, we read, it was then that his dad realized his musical ability. And of course, we want to stop for just a moment and talk about this word ability. What is that? That's just the skill to do something.
So, of course, David Lai has a musical ability, a pretty incredible musical ability. He must be an incredible pianist, as we will learn about later. But what ability do you have? You could add that word in front of this word, ability. So, for example, maybe you're really good at learning languages, like my older sister. She can speak French, Japanese, I think a little bit of Spanish, of course, English. She understands Taiwanese and she can speak Chinese. She has linguistic ability, or she has the ability to learn languages quickly.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
I know.
Well, we want to jump down a couple of lines, and we read, this well-known faculty member at the Central Conservatory of Music stated that David had a strong gift and good sense for music. Hey, Gabe, was he a prodigy?
You know, I don't know. He had a good sense for music.
Uh-huh.
So that means he understands music and he knows what sounds good. Maybe he is a prodigy. Let's see what the guys in the info cloud have to say about this. Steve and Ken, here we come.
If you have a talent, you have a natural ability or skill. Someone who is talented shows an exceptional natural ability to do something. Another word we might use is gifted.
Now, being gifted and being talented are pretty much the same thing. But the word gift has the connotation that it's something God-given. Someone might have a gift for making people laugh. And that means the person has a great sense of humor.
Okay, and then there's genius, which refers to somebody with exceptional ability, especially somebody whose intellectual or creative achievements gain wide recognition.
Now, one may not realize his talent, gift, or genius until he's grown up, but sometimes a child will exhibit a special ability at a very young age, and we call such a child a prodigy.
A prodigy is a child who is really, really good at something, something most other children would never be able to do.
Right, a prodigy has exceptional talent at doing something. A 12-year-old child who is taking college classes is likely a prodigy.
Okay, friends, maybe you were not a prodigy when you were little, but after some self-evaluation, maybe you'll discover you have a talent you haven't discovered yet.
天分叫做 talent, 另一个相关的字是 gift。Gift 除了指礼物，也可以表示天分、才能。比如说 ,he has a gift for music, 他有音乐天才。He has a gift for languages, 他有语言天才。在 gift 跟 talent 后面加上 ed, 变成形容词 ,talented 跟 gifted, 都表示有天赋、才能、有才华的。一个 gifted pianist 是一个有才华的钢琴家。而最了不起的是 genius. Genius 可以指人，就是一个天才，也可以指特殊的才能或某种天分。比如说 ,he has a genius for music, 他有音乐的天分。Prodigy 是一个不凡的人，尤其是指天才儿童或神童，所以常常会跟 child 放在一起。He was a child prodigy.这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
thanks, guys. Well, I would definitely consider David Lai a prodigy. Anyway, unfortunately, though, he did have bad technical skills. Hey, Gabe, guess what? It's time for another SE challenge.
An SE challenge?
Yes! I love this SE challenge.
I know. Okay, for today's SE challenge, we have two new players. What is your name?
Francis.
Francis, that's my sister's name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like that name. And what's your name?
Irene.
Irene, that's a beautiful name too. Okay, here are the words from today's lesson. Faculty, overcome, accompanied, and demo. Are you ready for a challenge?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Dr. Bernard is the oldest blank member on staff at our school. Dr. Bernard is the old... Yes, Irene?
Faculty.
Let's see if faculty works. Dr. Bernard is the oldest faculty member on staff at our school. Yes, very good. 1 point for Irene. Number two. Scott wants to blank his fear of heights. Scott wants to blank his fear of... Yes, Francis?
Overcome.
Overcome. Let's see. Scott wants to overcome his fear of heights. Very good. It's 1-1 right now. Let's see who the last point goes to. Listen to the blank I sent you. It will help you practice the song. Yes, Francis?
Demo.
Demo. Listen to the demo I sent you. It will help you practice the song. Yes, very good job. 2 points for Francis, 1 for Irene. Very good game. Why don't you shake hands? Excellent job. Friends, thank you so much for joining us for the SC Challenge.
Today we meet David Lai, who shouldn't have survived his birth, as he was born at 6.5 months. The amount of oxygen he received for his lungs to develop caused oxygen toxicity for his eyes, and he went blind in the first few months of life. So he only played with toys that made sounds as a child. At 3, his parents gave him a toy electronic keyboard with demos inside. He learned to play them all. That same year, he heard a popular song playing on the radio a few times, and then he played it. That is when his parents realized he had a special talent. When he first encountered a piano, he thought of it as a giant that could sing. At 4, he started receiving piano lessons, and at 8, he went to Beijing, where he played for Professor Zhou Guangren. She said that he had a strong gift, but bad technical skills.
Thank you, Linda. Rebecca, our lesson today ended by saying that David had bad technical skills. Mm-hmm. Is that the end?
No, we have more tomorrow. So friends, make sure you come back right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. Goodbye.